Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Yeah, good afternoon to you, Elder German.
Good afternoon, my brother. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you, sir?
I'm good.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us. And I hope that your day has been well spent so far.
Yes, can't complain. How about that side?
No, we've had a fantastic one here too. Thank you so much for asking. Now, we are continuing with, our VOP lesson. You joined us yesterday, and of course, one more time today. Who can save us is the, topic for today. I mean, yesterday we talked about what we need to say to be saved from. And of course, today it is the source of that salvation. Who can save us? Please take us through the 5 points given in today's lesson about where our salvation comes from.
All right. Yesterday we, in our conversation, we discussed that we need to be saved first from sin, from death, which is the result of sin, from the broken relationship with God, as well as from the unhappy life, the circumstances we face in this life, which came as a part of the disobedience we did unto our God. And so today, as you put it, the question comes to say, who can save us from the sin, from the broken relationship, from the penalty of sin, as well as from the unhappy life, which is the result of sin. So, in general, the only source, the only power that can save us from sin, that can mend or restore the broken relationship, as well as save us from the penalty of our sin, which is death, is none other than Jesus Christ. And you know what differentiates our faith or the religion, our religion, Christianity as a religion, from other religions is the fact that it offers a savior who happens to be Christ himself. When we read in the Bible, in Matthew chapter 1, verse number 21, we see Gabriel, angel Gabriel, telling Mary, say, you shall conceive and bear the son, and you shall name him Jesus. And the name Jesus means savior. And so from the very beginning, God had arranged the plan to save humanity, should they sin, to save them from death, to restore the relationship. So through Christ, we have the privilege to be reconciled to the Father, but in the first place, to be rescued from sin and its aftermath.
My elder, thank you so much for that. I'm not sure if there's anything you can do about the noise at the background. It comes out very strongly, but very often in the conversation. Now, that's fine. What would you say are the main takeaways from this particular lesson? What is this lesson actually bringing out that we are supposed to be picking up and running with?
All right. What this lesson is trying to teach us is that there is only one source and there is only one power that can rescue us from sin. And just like I said, that power is none other than the power of Jesus Christ. Now, let me talk about sin. You know, sin damaged the humanity in so much that there is no power within or without that can save one from his sins and can rescue him from the death. Naturally, we are born carnal. We are born with the high percentage. We yield to sin. We love to do evil things. But through Christ, we have been given the chance, the privilege to conquer sin, to be free from the eternal death. It's like we said yesterday, say, the eternal death comes as a result of sin. In Romans chapter number 6, the Bible tells us that through disobedience, we stand condemned before the law, and we are to face eternal death. And through Christ, we see the privilege we see the chance to get that life back, because at creation God had designed that humanity should live forever, should be immortal as immortal is God himself is, and through sin that immortality was robbed, and God wants to restore that thing in us. So all in all, what the lesson today is trying to teach us is that it is only through Christ that we can be saved from death. Mm-hmm. It is only through Christ that we can be saved from sin. It is only through Christ that we can be reconciled to the Father. And it is only through Christ that in this sinful world we can have that happy life. And so it is only through Jesus himself. And I usually say, when we pray and say, in the name of Jesus, because God, Jesus himself said, whatever you ask the Father to give you, in my name, I will give you whatever you ask. You ask for forgiveness, you ask for a husband, you ask for a wisdom, you ask for whatever thing you lack in this world. If you ask it in my name, the Father will be ready to do it. The name Jesus, it is through Jesus that God created the world. It is through Jesus that he sustains it. Mm-hmm. It is through Jesus that he saves. And it is through Jesus that he will raise those that die in him. And so the name Jesus, that's the only power, that's the only source that can save us from sin. Mm-hmm. And just to add to that, in Ephesians chapter number 2, verse 12, Paul tries to emphasize the fact that it is only through Christ that we can be reconciled to the Father. He says, at that time we were without Christ, meaning to say before these people knew God. At that time, we were without Christ, having no hope, and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you once who were far off have been brought near by the blood of Jesus. So we are reconciled with the Father. Christ, through Christ, when he was in this world, he was reconciling the earth to the Father. And when we commit ourselves to Christ, a relationship begins, followed by a lifetime of serving him. And Jesus is the perfect friend. He wants to bring out the best in us. Mm. That's why in John 14, verse 15, he continues to say, if you love me, keep my commandments. So the Bible, God's word, tells us how to live for him. And the Holy Spirit will help us to understand the Bible and live in harmony with its teaching, thus reconciling us to the Father. And also from the eternal sin, just like I said, in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, the Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And so we can face the death unafraid, knowing we have Christ with whom we have the chance to boldly stand before the Father to face death, but be resurrected at the end of it all. Mm. And lastly, we see that in this world we live in, it's hard to be a happy person. Mm-hmm. In the book, I think, Fundamentals of Christian Education, page number 83, there's a beautiful quotation by Ellen White where she says, those who in everything make God first and last and best in everything are the happiest people in the world. Smiles and sunshine is not banished from their countenance. Mm-hmm. And she continues to say, the religion of Christ does not obliterate the freedom or obstruct you from any happiness of any real enjoyment. Meaning to say, when we come to Christ, we will face the hardships in this world. It does not mean we are given immunity against all the problems the world is facing, but during those hardships, since we are clothed with the Spirit of Christ, we will learn to be happy. We will learn to be joyful. That's why the Bible, in all, in everything, give thanks to the God, for it is the will of the Father. And so, my brother, it is only through Christ and Christ alone that we can be saved, that we can be rescued from our sin. We can be rescued from the eternal death. We can be reconciled to the Father. We can establish a happy relationship with our God and none other than, you know. So smile and sunshine will not be banished from our countenances. Should we commit our lives fully to God, not just partial, but fully to Christ.
Yeah, thank you so much, my elder. Before I let you go, now you're saying that we can be saved from sin, we can be saved from death, we can be, you know, saved, you know, etc., etc. But who can then save us from, you know, when we stand for God and the enemy attacks us? It does seem that we are found wanting there because, you know, more often than not, we stand there wanting and facing the devil head on, and it doesn't look like Christ is there.
Pardon, you were breaking. I didn't get you very well.
I'm saying who saves us from the attacks of the evil one when we are attacked for standing for the right? It does seem that when we stand for the right, we end up perishing and being killed by the enemy. Who saves us from that?
All right. In Job chapter number 22, I believe that is the verses 21. Job say, acquaint thyself now with him, meaning God, and then good shall come to you. What that verse tries to say is, the closer you come to Christ through the word prayer, you gain the experience, you understand how God works. Now, like I said earlier, a good relationship with God does not mean we are immunized against the persecutions. We are immunized against the troubles in this world. No, we will face all those things, but we will be encouraged and we will be happy to know that whatever we are facing is just temporal, not eternal, or is not there for good. And so, yes, the devil sometimes can attack us and he seems like he's victorious. And we have history in the Bible, history in the world where people were murdered for trusting God, for standing up for him. However, one thing is for sure, that at the end of it all, we will be given eternal life. And so we should not be worried or much concerned with what the devil will do to us. And for us to stand firm during the persecution, to stand firm, to even choose death above life, because of Christ, we need to be clothed by the Holy Spirit. Because when we go to Daniel chapter number 3, we see those three Hebrew boys who chose death over sin. And that choice did not just come. They were ready to die for God. They were ready to obey God than to bow to the golden image. And so I have to tell you, I have to tell our listeners that our choice, our decision to obey God does not immunize us against persecutions, against troubles. Moreover, in the Bible, it has indicated that those who choose Christ and to make him first and last and best in everything are the ones who are to suffer most. And Jesus himself said, blessed are those who suffer for my sake. And so if you are suffering for Christ to such an extent that you are about to lose your breath, be happy, because you'll have another life. Eternal life, and you have been saved from sin as well as eternal death.
Not easy at all, but thank you so much, my elder. Blessings to you, and have a fantastic afternoon further.
Thank you.
Lovely. Goodbye.
Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.